Security for national polling takes precedence over sports. That is what the cabinet minister tasked with India's internal security is telling officials of the Indian Premier League, known as the IPL. The Cricket League's second season is scheduled from April 10th through May 24th in 8 cities. India is to hold its first national election in 5 years between mid-April and mid-May. Home Minister Palaniappan Chidambaram, speaking to reporters in Hyderabad, called that an unacceptable conflict from the standpoint of security.
Cricket, when played in India, is completely safe. Nobody need worry about playing cricket in India or the safety of anyone. All I'm saying is the dates have to be rejigged so that I can provide central paramilitary forces if necessary.
IPL Commissioner Lalit Modi says host cities are being shifted so as not to conflict with polling, and no matches will occur when the ballots are being tabulated.
The day of the counting, there will be no matches in any city because we want to ensure that the counting is going on and there are no matches being taken place on that day. Otherwise, the schedule is being adjusted up and down and we will have a revised schedule out.
The IPL, which includes star cricketers from abroad playing a faster-paced version of the game, debuted last year. It has become a big financial success for its franchise holders and broadcasters airing the matches. Indian officials say this week's suspected terrorist attack in Lahore, Pakistan, on the Sri Lankan national cricket team, which left 6 policemen and a driver dead, highlights the need for reinforced security surrounding high-profile sporting events. The Indian Home Minister says the Lahore attack, with gunmen carrying automatic weapons, grenades, and a rocket launcher, reinforces the necessity for Pakistan to crack down hard on militants within its own borders.
The entire terrorist infrastructure must be dismantled. If that terror infrastructure remains intact, it's like riding a tiger. And you know what happens to somebody who rides a tiger. They have to dismantle the terror infrastructure and declare zero tolerance for any kind of terrorist activity.
Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, home to 2 officials who survived the attack, says he wants answers from Pakistan on how up to 12 men were able to carry out the 20-minute assault. Several Sri Lankan players were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has made some arrests and says it has identified those who conducted the attacks, but is not releasing details. Threats that curtail cricket matches have ramifications beyond the pitch, as it is the most popular sport in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. And to many observers, cricket is what continues to give the subcontinent a common bond in the post-colonial era. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.